95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
In the afternoon.
Did you know that it's Friday?
Very aware of that,
I'm beginning of a week off, too. What the hell?
OMG.
Right?
We work so hard. We deserve a break.
I mean, I don't know that we're going to keep trying to pull that off. Coming up on today's show, because it's Friday, every Friday between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest.
Man. So come up with some good requests. Doesn't matter what it is. We can find it. We'll play it.
If it's a party song and it gets you in the right mood for the weekend, that's what you request for 2 hours from 5 to 7.
Yep.
Before then, I don't know if you saw this story, but it's my favorite of all time. A man almost masturbated to death.
Wow! I think I've been there. It's been a while.
Almost did that to death.
To death?
Yes.
Death.
Yes.
All right, no, I've never been that good.
I'll give you the details in just a minute.
Yes, please. That's horrifying. But
I want to get your minds started on this question.
Yeah.
Because I could only come up with three of them.
Okay.
If the guy did die.
Right.
What would his headstone say? I have three of them, but...
You have three of them already.
Yes.
Nice. Give us one. One of three.
One of three.
Out of the gate. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the easiest one that I think is even in the article is unhappy ending. But that's like a given.
That's a given.
Yeah.
That's a gooder.
I got a much better one.
Good.
So anyway, we'll get to that. A sheriff's captain fell asleep at the wheel in the middle of an intersection.
Dude, come on.
And not in park. In the middle of an intersection, in drive, with his foot on the brake.
He's just bored.
Yeah.
Some small town, was it Mayberry?
And the coach of the Vikings, the assistant coach of the Vikings, was fired for not getting vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. So you know, that's what the NFL had to say?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's taking a line.
Yep.
The NFL's like, all right, here's the deal.
I don't want to say I love it.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah, I do,
too. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, we'll be back with the man that almost masturbated to death. 95.5 KLOS.
So long as he's not in the studio, man. We don't need that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is a Get Stoned weekend.
Everybody must get stoned.
On KLOS with your shot at tickets to see the Rolling Stones.
Hell
They're coming this October at SoFi Stadium.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. Mick!
Which I haven't been to yet. You can win tickets every hour from 2 to 8 on Saturday and Sunday with JD. And if you don't win your tickets, you can they go on sale next week at Ticketmaster.com.
Right on, JD. Going to be handing out tickets. That's awesome. I love that guy. He's like...
Same.
Has so many connections to interesting things in the world.
Yeah, so it's a perfect Get Stoned weekend.
Yeah, exactly. On 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is a touchy subject.
Yes, it is. You know how I love and get at home and read every word of the Journal of Stroke and Cerebrovascular Diseases?
I
worship it.
I used to get it for you for Christmas.
This is the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like... I have questions.
Okay.
Right-handed man almost masturbates to death.
Why is it important that he's right-handed?
I don't know.
Okay.
But those are the first two words of the article.
You would think he'd be ambidextrous if he almost shuffled off this mortal coil going to that activity.
Also, why is it matter at all?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a weird thing. So this guy...
Wow, to death.
...suffered a life-threatening stroke.
Oh, man.
And medical reports are saying he's lucky he escaped the ultimate death.
That's not how you want to be found.
No.
Man.
Remember we were talking about how cool it would be to die in certain ways?
Yes. And sex often
was
came
one
up.
Of them.
Yeah, one of the top ones.
But it involved two people?
Yes. Or three or 17, just but not one.
More than one.
Yeah, that's kind of...
The unnamed 51-year-old...
Oh, dude.
Let me read it as it was written, because again, the unnamed 51-year-old right-handed man...
Why?
I don't know why that's so important.
No.
Enjoyed this activity several times a day.
For like throughout his life or in this one particular?
Throughout his life.
Okay. All right. Sure. So, a little getting up there in age to still
51.
Be going to town. Yeah.
So and by the way, don't... never mind.
Yeah. I know. There's tons of things popping into my head.
Don't you just... Don't you just go, oh, it's going to be that way. And then move on.
Exactly.
One time, however, after finishing the deed, the serial stroker, as they call him, was struck down by thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting.
Oh, dude. Well, yeah, I guess he finally figured out that he's 51 and still.
What the hell?
Wow, dude, that's rough.
Nagoya is a guy in Japan. Nagoya City University Hospital, where he was found to have low blood pressure and confusion.
Okay.
Which are two signs of some kind of a stroke.
Yeah. So I didn't know this was in Japan. So yes. I was going to ask what sort of materials he might have had with him. But now I'm thinking maybe he stopped at a vending machine. They have some pretty odd offerings.
It doesn't sound like this dude needed much
assistance.
There was a...
Turning Japanese. That's that song Vapors. Yes, that's what it's actually about.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah. All right. It was immediately preceding the activity before a ruptured aneurysm in up to 14% of patients.
Oh.
This is a thing.
Wow. Listen up, folk.
Who knew?
Listen up.
So my thought was, let's say the guy dies. What do you put on his headstone?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Right? I don't think he gets to pick at this point. Like, this guy...
Yeah, he's already had enough choice of what goes on.
He chose poorly.
Yeah.
So I have three, and then we'd like to open the phone lines for you at 818-955-KLOS. It has to be something we can air.
Right. Yes,
but
please.
What should his epitaph...
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
What should that say? What should his headstone say?
Right.
I have unhappy ending. I'm coming home.
Okay, sure, that's nice.
And my favorite is right hand to God. See, because he was using.
Yeah, see, because.
And then.
And see.
Right hand to God.
Off he goes.
Those are the only three I can think of.
Help us out.
Help us out. What would this man's headstone say if he ended up dying?
Get passed on.
Doing this. 818-955-KLOS.
I hope they play Divinals. I Touch Myself at His Funeral.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There was a man in Japan who almost masturbated to death.
He had a stroke and had to go
to the hospital.
Not the way to go.
Really not. But
to be found, I guess.
Had he passed on.
Uh-huh.
I could come up with only three things that his headstone should say. Unhappy ending. By the way, for some reason, they mentioned six times in the article that it was right-handed.
Right-handed, yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I would think it would be ambidextrous if you're going to run into that level of
so column. Right hand to God?
Right.
And I'm coming home. So then we asked, what do you think his headstone should say?
And Keith came wandering in. He had a really good suggestion.
He went out the hard way.
What about you? What do you got?
Don't you know that you are a shooting star? Woo! Have a nice weekend, buddy.
Thank you, man. Bye. Hi, KLOS. What should his headstone say?
I got two. One should be he righted off his life. Or he aimed to please.
We'll go with option B. Thank you. I'll have that engraved on his tombstone. KLOS, what should it say on that gentleman's tombstone?
Once was enough.
I like it.
Thanks, man. KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
It should say that he never asked for a helping hand.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Well done.
That's good. You know, and in 100 years, when people are visiting the tombstone, they'll never know what it was referring to.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
That's a good one. Thanks. KLOS, hello. What should the man's headstone say?
Here lies a bloke who couldn't help but do the stroke.
That's rhymes. Nice. That's like Boot Hill. They used to have all those rhyming ones. I like it. Thanks a lot. He definitely died with his boots off, though. Wow.
Hi, KLOS. What should it read on the man's tombstone?
I think it should be, what a jerk.
Pretty strong.
That's solid.
I like
it.
Thank
you, boy.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS. What should it read on his tombstone had he passed on?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, a man almost masturbated to death.
I think when I was much, much, much younger, I was sort of afraid that might happen someday.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
Never occurred to me.
Go several times. You know someone who's trying to set a world record or something, right?
I did.
Who shall remain nameless?
Yes, correct.
A gentleman we know pretty well?
Correct.
And he thinks he may have actually gotten there to that point?
Correct.
Wow. We really need to talk to him about this.
Yeah. He won't. I already checked. I told you that.
I know, but we're going to pressure him.
All right, let's say the man died.
Yeah.
What should his headstone read?
Oh, Stifler.
Stifler. I love it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
Only me.
Ah.
Nice.
That's nice. Hopefully no pictures. You know, they have those pictures sometimes of people. You don't want that.
Nope.
Especially video.
Hi, KLOS. What should it read on his tombstone? Hey.
The third time was not a charm.
Or like 50th time, apparently. This guy
was third time in that day.
Oh, it was third time that day.
Day, yes.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Thanks, man. You're actually paying attention to the story.
Yes, how about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. I'm not.
Hey, KLOS, what should his tombstone read?
Nothing going on here.
Thank you. Who are you?
Love it.
I'm Jeff from Riverside.
Jeff, thanks for calling. KLOS, what do you want on your tombstone?
The Gilmore Pile. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Hello, KLOS.
I think it should say, whatever his name is, whose end came too soon.
They haven't released his name because he's an embarrassed man.
That's Japan. They're nice about it. Yeah. Here we would know everything about it. We'd have his address and everything. KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
What a jerk. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
They come and they go.
Thanks. Who are you?
William.
William, have a good weekend, man.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Friday!
If you've been listening to KLOS, you know Fridays means that we give away trips to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, man.
Got a two-night stay in a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Hell yeah.
We're going to give this away between 5 and 6.
Yeah, so during the All Request Fest, all of a sudden you'll be told to call us and do something horrible.
Well, you know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
like
awful.
Everything else we try to do.
And then you'll be off to Vegas. Very nice.
There was a weird... You know, it's not surprising to me that the police watch out for the police.
Oh, of course.
That's not surprising.
No, naturally.
This is a weird story, though, because the sheriff's captain in Florida, of course, was found passed out behind the wheel in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, dude.
Listen to this.
Not far from Chuliota along County Road 419, concerned drivers called deputies and firefighters out to check on the driver of this SUV one evening earlier this month.
Thank you guys for calling.
The man behind the wheel wasn't moving, but the vehicle wasn't in park, so two Seminole deputies used their vehicles to box him in.
All right, hold up. So far, it's still in drive.
Right.
But his foot's on the brake.
Right. So he fell asleep.
But he's sleeping.
Or something.
But his foot's still on the brake.
Right. But so if he just moves a little.
They still don't know. So the officer pulls in right behind him, and then they put one right in front so he can't go anywhere.
Right.
Then they knock on the window.
Then you can see them banging on the window for a full minute.
A full minute!
Oh, Dieter, please.
Wake up!
Can you imagine?
No.
A full minute.
No. That's a long arse time.
The question that you couldn't hear underneath that siren was, you think he OD'd or he's just asleep? That's what they're asking.
Do they
each
know
other.
Who he is
no,
yet?
No.
Oh, okay. All
no
right.
idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
all
continue.
Right.
Before the man finally responds.
You need medical attention?
No, we're good.
The driver's face is blurred in the video provided to us by the sheriff's office, but we learned it's Captain Kip Beecham.
Yeah, sheriff's captain.
Damn!
Who oversees the Community Justice and Rehabilitation Division.
Oops.
A 24-year veteran with the agency.
You got handcuffs?
Yeah, I'm a cop with the sheriff's office, man.
Oh.
So the cop asks the man in the car, do you have handcuffs?
Yeah, he's like, why do you have a handcuff, buddy?
And then the man says, I'm a captain in the sheriff's office.
And his reaction was awesome. You could hear him go, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
That changes everything.
I know. You know how it is.
I know, man. I just got tired of you.
And almost as quickly as crews came, they were suddenly ready to go, sending the off-duty captain, who was asleep in traffic just moments earlier, back out onto the roads without a screening by EMTs on site, a sobriety check, or further question.
You're good. You're good. Just leave.
All right,
thank you, man.
This didn't happen.
Oh, this just didn't happen. I want those words said to me.
Right? 100 times in my life.
Yeah.
But it's not surprising, but come on.
No, but you know.
And also, I do like the fact that the sheriff's captain didn't try to get out of it.
Yeah. Right.
He just mentioned that he was a sheriff's captain.
He just,
and then the guys let him go.
Yeah.
And he was sleeping hard enough.
Yeah, for sleeping a minute.
For a full minute
and
of
driving.
My
only problem with it then is that he was driving. And
yes.
He drove off.
Yes. They just drove away and left him and he drove off.
Whatever brought him to that state, you know, he's still got it going on.
Yeah, that doesn't seem ideal.
That doesn't seem, I guess they know who he is, though, so I'm sure.
But
can you imagine being called in on a carpet and that's your job, man?
No, like that's what he has. That's his whole world that he's in charge of.
Damn.
Oh man. But I'll say this. Florida. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have not been to SoFi Stadium yet.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
It looks unbelievable. It's $5 billion to make.
Yeah, and then, of course, a perfect timing. Let's not have any events there at all for a while.
But the Rolling Stones are doing their No Filter Tour October 17th of this year at SoFi Stadium.
That is awesome. They're going to be going on sale via Live Nation next week, Thursday, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the presale.
The presale code is Spider.
Spider. Spider. Wow, how did that happen?
No.
What? They're just after you, aren't they?
I do not know.
Spiders are after you.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you call up and do your impression.
Oppress.
Wow. Of Mick Jagger. Any song you want.
Oh, nice.
Any song you want.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you do any impressions at all yourself?
No.
I only do one.
What?
See if you know who it is.
Joel Rodney,
you guys are not allowed to talk about me anymore. Tripp said you can't. I'll sue you.
I do Alf.
You do?
Yeah.
Let's hear Alf.
No problem. That's all I got.
I hate you more than ever.
All right. You should. Mick Jagger, you sing us a song and we'll pick the best one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah.
And we'll give away tickets.
Yeah. I love the Stones so much, and that's probably one of my favorite ones of theirs right there.
Are you going to go to the SoFi Stadium?
I think I have to, yeah. And you know, I got to wear a mask, the Stones mask. Of all the masks, all the logos I've seen, theirs was probably the best one.
I like
the Dirty Honey looking the same.
It's October 17th at SoFi Stadium. We're asking you to do your best Mick Jagger impression. You have one?
That's about as close as I've ever heard in my life. It was like Mick Jagger was on the phone.
That's spot on. Is this Mick?
No, it's Dick.
Thanks for not trying. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your Mick Jagger impression.
I was born by a toothless feeding
hen. Wow. I'll have what you're having.
He's got the energy.
Yeah, that's true.
KLOS, hello. Your best Mick Jagger impression.
You should probably have the lips going, too, I would think.
Do it. Go.
I can't get no satisfaction, but I try, and I try.
Very sexy. That's a sexy Mick.
Yeah. I've never been so turned on by Mick.
No.
Okay, all right, listen.
I can't get no when I'm driving in my car.
955.
And the man
KLOS.
On the radio. And I need more and more.
Mick Jagger impression.
Information.
Gets Rolling Stones tickets.
Drive my imagination. I can't get no.
No.
We're not looking for your best Mick Jagger, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it sucks.
The Rolling Stones No Filter Tour is coming to SoFi Stadium October 17th of this year. Live Nation pre-sale tickets on sale next week,
Woo!
Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Give them the
pre-sale code word is Spider.
You love it.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
All right. So right now, we're taking your best Mick Jagger impressions.
Go.
Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields. Sold in the market down in New Orleans. Got an old slave. Whoa. But no, he's doing all right. Hearing with the women just around midnight.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I like that. Hold on. Don't go away. You're in the running.
All right. Hold
on. Don't go away.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Your best Mick Jagger impression, go.
Love, enjoying, sex, and dreams. Still surviving on the streets.
Look at me.
I'm tattered.
I love that song.
Beautiful.
Tattered.
Thank I'm not sure it exactly sounds like Mick, but I appreciate the energy.
KLOS, hello. Your best Mick Jagger impression.
Down on me. Oh, yeah.
Mick Jagger with a bad phone connection, I guess.
KLOS, hello. Your best Mick Jagger impression.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if a man comes on the radio, I can't get no. Oh, no, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. And that's what I say.
I like it.
Yeah.
I can't get no. yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Katie. I'm from San Dimas.
Katie, don't go away. You might be in the running. Hi, KLOS. Your best Mick Jagger impression.
I never beat these things. I walk alive.
My feet are hurting.
I want if you make
love to me.
No.
I think we have the first two, the nice ladies on hold.
I think both are women, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Who are you?
Courtney Darrow.
Courtney Dyer, you're going to the SoFi. Thank you. SoFi Stadium to see Rolling Stone.
Excellent! Yeah. I'm so excited.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is a Get Stoned weekend on KLOS.
Always a Get Stoned weekend. What are you talking about?
Your shot at tickets to see the Rolling Stones this October at SoFi Stadium. You can win tickets every hour between 2 and 8 with JD on Saturday and on Sunday.
All right, JD. Get on his good side. And get him to give you some tickets.
And if you don't win your way in, tickets go on sale next week at Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings assistant coach.
Okay.
He said, I am not going to get vaccinated.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And the Minnesota Vikings said, you're out of a job.
Oh, man.
And I feel like this is going to be a clash point for the next year or so.
Yeah. The NFL basically said any team that gets a game canceled and it can't be rescheduled during the regular season going forward forfeits immediately. They've lost that game and goes down on record that way. And they have to, they won't get paid. Neither team gets paid.
Right.
If anybody comes down with COVID and they have to shut it down and cancel
the game. If they're unvaccinated.
Yeah, unvaccinated.
Yes.
Yeah. And they have to then pay the salary and all the lost fees. I mean, that's.
It's crazy.
Wow. That's the NFL. Saying that.
But it is, I mean, it is really, it's going to have to, we're going to have to get past that point.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't fly. Maybe you can't go to a concert.
Right.
Maybe you can't go to school, be a teacher, be a nurse. Who knows?
Yep.
But they are able to make that decision. Here's ESPN talking about that coach.
As we continue to say about this whole argument over vaccines and the impact it's having on professional sports, you have a choice. You do not have to play. And clearly in Rick Dennison's position, you do not have to coach, but your choices do have consequences. And for Rick Dennison, it's not getting a salary this year as an assistant coach of the Vikings. And for some of the players who may opt out, they won't get their salary the same way players opted out last year, didn't get paid. And if these players choose not to get a vaccine this year, they will have to face different protocols than the vaccinated players on their squad. And if it costs the league and the team money, these dudes are going to lose that money and their salary.
Wow, that is intense.
That's hardcore,
yeah.
And I know it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I do feel like it needs to happen.
I guess. I mean, that something needs to be
done. Of course it sucks. Nobody wants to be in this position.
I want to know what Ted Laszlo would have to say about all of it. If we were able to actually ask Ted, I think he would come up with a perfect solution for
everybody.
That's
a good idea.
Maria went new school for that All Request Fest selection from AC/DC, Touch Too Much. She went to Kevin at Kevin and Sluggo and asked for it.
Friday on KLOS means you win road trips to Las Vegas.
Yeah!
And you get a two-night stay at a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas. And we just played the sound effect that you're listening for. KLOS, hello.
This is Laura.
Laura, congratulations. You are caller 13.
No way!
That means that you yes! won a two-night stay in a suite at Sahara Las Vegas. You also get $100 for gas, $100 food and drink voucher, and a free cabana rental at the Retro Pool.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. And I love you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yay.
I switched radio stations just for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, baby.
Well done. I'm so excited.
Hello, KLOS. It's our All Request Fest. What do you got?
Hey, is this the Sluggo and Kevin show?
It is.
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is DeKing from Local 433 Ironworkers.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Yeah!
I want to get down with the sickness.
You got it, man. No problem. It's a KLOS All Request Fest. The ARF.
We've never called it the ARF.
Hey, Sluggo.
You.
Keep slugging my heart, baby. God bless us all.
I'll request Fest. It's Friday, 95.5 KLOS. And Friday means what?
It means that we're giving away a trip to the Sahara, Las Vegas.
Hell yeah, we are. Sometime between now and 6.
We are going to play a sound effect of Las Vegas, which we'll play for you in 1 second. If you're the correct caller, which will be 13 when you hear this sound effect.
Again, later on.
You will receive $100 for gas, $100 for food, a two-night stay in a suite.
House. Hell yeah, suite.
And a free cabana rental at the Retro Pool. You got to be 21 or over. We're going to play this sound effect in the next 54 minutes.
Oh, what a beautiful sound that is. I miss Vegas so much. So next time you hear that, be caller 13. 818-955-KLOS. Fridays on KLOS mean Las Vegas!
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest. What would get your weekend started right? KLOS, hello.
Oh, shit, man. I lost my mind. Hey, can you play Judas Priest heading out to the highway?
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, my name is Rob.
Rob, thank you for swearing and for requesting Judas Priest.
Yeah, sorry about swearing, man. Just natural.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? No worries.
I don't know what the you're talking about, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Can you please... Oh, welcome to KLOS, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love it here.
Good. It's way better than K-Rock, though. How about Roll Me Up? Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
We will look for that.
Yeah. Thanks, man. And thanks for calling in. KLOS All Request Fest, what do you got for us?
But this is Kate Bridges. You're talking to my friend. I'm going to talk to you guys for concert tickets to the Rolling Stones.
Oh, we already gave away the Rolling Stones tickets.
Yeah.
This is Keith Richards. I think I'm having too many drugs.
Right.
Hi, Keith.
We were doing Mick Jagger impressions, but okay.
Yeah, no, that's better. I mean,
this Keith Richards. I can't do Mick Jagger. He's too cool for me.
He's going to be around forever and ever and ever.
Yes,
we must all, yeah. What song would you like to hear from the Rolling Stones, Keith?
I got more drugs in my system to keep me, what do they say, strong. Nothing can kill my body anymore.
Right on. Thanks for calling, Keith.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Yeah, let's hear some Deep Purple, Woman from Tokyo. The Olympics are now in Tokyo.
That's true.
Good point.
How
about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can smoke it, man. Who are you?
I am Mark Allen Sparrow. That's who I am.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark.
Wow, I got through.
That's a good question, man.
It's so awesome. Now.
KLOS. That would be when you say who this song is for?
I know. I was just making sure people could hear the thing.
Yeah.
Maria tweeted at Kevin and Sluggo, AC/DC, Touch Too Much.
Touch Too Much. Good suggestion. Arf! Arf! It's the All Request Fest. ARF!
We don't call it ARF. We never have. We never will.
Oh, yeah. It's ARF.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Hey, I want to make a birthday request. I just turned the big 5-0, and I wanted to hear Cool Rider by Stephanie Zanoni.
Congratulations on making it to 50.
Yeah, I'm feeling every bit of it.
But you only have like 2 or 3 good years left.
That is a fact, my friend. That is true. All right, thanks for calling, man. We'll try and do it for you.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Yeah. How about Bottoms Up from Nickelback?
All right. You got 50 bucks on you? That's what we charge these days, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. For Nickelback, I think it's 75.
Okay. Buttman32 hit us up and said, well, you played Nickelback Bottoms Up. Let's keep the bottoms up. How about Van Halen? All right. That's fair. That's good.
Yeah, why not? You can tweet us at Kevin and Sluggo if you'd like to hear a song every Friday between 5 and 7. It's our All Request Fest. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Jennifer, Conflict and Brady.
Sorry, you were breaking up. Try it again.
Excuse me?
You're breaking up. Try it again. What?
Conflict
and Brady. All right.
We'll do our best to find that.
Okay, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Great, thank you. It's Friday. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, you know what? I would love to hear Metallica, Nothing Else Matters.
It's a little chill for a Friday. We're looking for louder party stuff. Do you have a louder Metallica song you want to hear?
How about Through the Never?
That that's a bit louder and faster, yes.
Who are you?
My name's Anthony.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and on Fridays between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, is this Kevin or Sluggo?
Yes.
It is both of us.
I love you guys, man.
Thanks, thank you, man.
I'm a little bit stoned right now.
Woo! Nicely done.
You know, that's actually kind of perfect because it's a Get Stoned weekend on KLOS.
Yep, you got your shot at tickets to see the Rolling Stones this October at SoFi Stadium. Saturday between 2 and 8 with JD and Sunday between 2 and 8.
Oh, dude's going to be handing out a lot of sweet, sticky tickets, man.
What strain are you smoking, bud?
Some Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
Nice.
I was all hooked up on wedding cake for a long time.
Yeah.
Who are you?
My name is Pablo.
Where are you at?
I'm from Longdale, California.
All right, well, in celebration of our Get Stoned weekend, this one's for you, Pablo.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is a kiss for Benny in Granada Hills.
I wonder if Benny is the same person who got a hold of Marcy earlier today. I heard her play I Love It Loud for Kiss. And I was like, wow, it's
makes
totally
sense.
80s Kiss up in here today. Well done.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, my name is Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Harry, in your mouth.
We were wondering if he'd make it through. He did. Welcome to it, sir.
We look forward to your calls, just so you know.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Tell your mom hello, and I'll see her later tonight.
Nice.
Hi, KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey, you started out the show with Disturbed. Rocking
right.
it.
Yep.
How about some System of the Down?
Oh, man, I love SOAD. It's one of my favorite bands, I gotta say.
Do it.
All right, who are you?
And by the way,
yeah.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
How you all doing?
Good. How are you?
We are good, thank you.
I'm good.
Who you are
you? You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
David.
David, where are you calling from, man?
Buena Park.
All right, man, here you go. Surge and Co. on KLOS.
Rock it, brother.
Right thank on. You, man.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
Yeah.
Raul tweeted us.
Oh, Raul. That dude's awesome, man.
He sent me the guy almost dies for masturbating story.
He sends us the best stuff.
Love
man.
That.
Yeah.
He says it's someone's birthday tomorrow. Cough, cough, cough. Doesn't work quite as well if you're not saying it out loud. He wants to hear Ozzy Osbourne.
Shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark.
Raul, thanks, man, and happy birthday to whoever your friend is. Kayla.
You guys have a great day.
It seemed kind of appropriate to wrap everything up with
Love that.
Extreme.
Funk.
Yeah.
With an N.
Basically what we used to say at Rocky Horror. Hey, you don't like what's going on in here? Get the funk out.
That wraps it up for us, our All Request Fest.
Yeah, man. And like a week of Memrix coming up.
We work a week and then we get a week off. That's our schedule.
That's how it's going to work from now on. I think that's a good idea. All right. So one last thought. Kevin, have a wonderful little vacation.
Thank you.
See you on the other side. Mm-hmm. I'm off to pet the kitty. And let's remember.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
It was on this day in rock in 1955 when Chuck Berry released his very first single, Maybelline. It was on this day in rock in 2003 when the U.S. National Registry of Historic Places declared Sun Studios in Memphis an historic landmark. If you ever get a chance to visit, do.